It's a new movies and music edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Chris Mezick.
Good morning, wife.
Good morning, husband.
Don't ask me.
Mrs. Gray, look out your window.
What you know is true.
I'm taking you away for the weekend.
I just can't believe this is my life, that I get to live with you.
Oh, I love you.
And I can't believe that this is an actual movie.
Oh my God.
50 Shades of Freed. Really, the only thing good about it was that cover version of that In Excess song. I saw it last night. It's predictably awful. Awful.
So they're
awful.
Married now?
Yeah, they got married. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That said, I also know that I am not part of their fan base, and I was in a theater full of people who loved it. It was weird. I talked to some people afterwards, and they loved it. So, you know, I think this has a built-in audience. Obviously, the book was massive, and you know, all three of them. This is by the way, the climax, the third and final installment, starring Dakota Johnson and Jamie Dornan, two people who get super sexy on screen but seem to have absolutely no chemistry together.
Or charisma.
Nothing.
Sorry.
Oh my God. They're just dreadful to watch. And I know I'm going to have the full review on Rivet later today, but I feel I can get into this. I mean, there is one scene, Chris, in this movie where they're in like their chateau in Aspen. It's this big, beautiful, cavernous, beautiful building, and there's other relatives there, and all of a sudden you hear a piano playing from downstairs, and they all go to the landing and they look over, and it's Christian Grey playing Maybe I'm Amazed, the Paul McCartney song, right?
Oh my God.
And he's playing it and singing it, and they're all going, I didn't know he could do that. I didn't know. Oh my God. And no kidding, the whole theater cracked up.
It was good.
It was hilarious, man. People were dying. It was terrible, but you know what? At the same time, it's so bad, it's good. Not necessarily, but so bad. If you're a fan, you know, little closure wraps things up, and it ends happily ever after. I know there's a spoiler for you, though, but it ends so happily ever after. It's almost like an F you to the audience going, we are going to have the greatest lives ever. Your lives suck.
Yeah, didn't this whole series start with, like, bondage, sex, and all that?
And yeah, and
how far we've come.
I got to tell you, as I was sitting there, you know, by myself in a full theater, a little awkward sometimes. They get a little into stuff in this movie.
You know, I didn't think about that. If people didn't know that you're a movie critic, you're just showing up to this movie by yourself.
I'm just some perv sitting there watching.
Sup, ladies? You ready for this or what?
Right. So anyway, there's your 50 Shades Freed, the wrap-up of the 50 Shades book series on screen. A couple other ones that are coming out this week. The 1517 to Paris. It's the movie. It's directed by Clint Eastwood, and it's all about that story about the train where, you know, it was a terrorist attack, and then these four Americans actually thwarted it. And remember that?
Yeah.
You know, and the one guy got shot, and another guy got stabbed, and, you know, they were injured. And so get this, the actual dudes who did this, the actual heroes from that event, are starring in the movie.
Oh, that's never been done before, has it?
No. A very interesting way to go. Like I said, Clint Eastwood directing it. There are some actors in it. Jenna Fisher from Office fame. Remember her, right?
Oh, yeah.
Judy Greer, Thomas Lennon from Reno 911. and a bunch of other stuff.
The same, like the comedian Thomas Lennon? That's cool.
Yeah, and Lillian Solange Boudouin. Is that Solange? Is that Beyonce's sister, right?
I am the wrong person to ask that.
I should have left that one off. And then lastly, we got some animated fun. I wish I could have screened this, but it's Peter Rabbit with starring James Corden, Faisal Bazzi, Domhnall Gleeson, Sia. Either way.
See ya.
Yeah, so and that one comes out this weekend as well. So yeah, you know, interesting movies coming out. Next week, though, is the one I'm super looking forward to, and the one that, most people are, Black Panther.
I can't wait to talk about that movie. Got my tickets already. I very rarely buy tickets ahead of time, but as soon as I could for that, as soon as I heard tickets were already like being snatched up, I'm like, I have to go. Like,
tell you what, it's already
one of the coolest Marvel characters.
It's already trending for pre-sales higher than other Marvel movies. So pretty interesting.
It's cool. I mean, when you just think about the fact that the character is just so different from everything we've seen from Marvel so far, that little taste that we got of Black Panther in Civil War, like as soon as he showed up on screen, I was like, yeah, hell yeah, we finally get to see what this guy could do. Because he, when I was growing up, like he kind of, I guess, wasn't really on my radar. I had like a couple cards and maybe I had action figures, but I never like really bought the comics. And there wasn't too much crossover with the Black Panther and some of like the X-Men or Spider-Man cartoons. So I'm really pumped to see how they like incorporate him into the world. We should save this conversation.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll talk about this more next week. Right now, it's time to do some new music.
Every thought on the future and the past. All these thoughts on things that don't last. Every second thought on what's false.
All right. So you said asked me if I could guess who this is.
Uh-huh.
And no. I mean, I know now only because, but at the time I listened and I could not guess. Although then when I heard his name, the voice was right there. And it is?
Yeah. It's David Duchovny, freaking Mulder from X-Files, made a record. It's called Every Third Thought. And this is on me. I'll be the first to admit it. I didn't know there was a first record from David Duchovny. So
I didn't either.
Second record. I don't really know how to describe the music on it. It's kind of
rock. You know what? Singer songwriter with a little edge, I think.
Yeah, it's like a sort of got a bluesy thing to it, sort of a lounge thing, somewhere in between. Let's just say
it's out there.
It nice. If you believe in David Duchovny's singing abilities. No, he sounds great. We don't mean to sound like we're trashing this or anything. We just don't know much about it. Duchovny doesn't really go out there and talk about his music career all that much, it seems.
He doesn't talk about much at all.
There's been so much excitement about all these X-Files reboots. It's just kind of like, oh, by the way, I make records too. Like, whoa, right? That's cool. Like, you should talk about that more.
Yeah.
There are quite a few things coming out this week. For all of my emo friends, I know you're all going to say that you are not getting the new album, but you're all liars. The new Dashboard Confessional record is out on Friday. It's called Crooked Shadows. We also have a new one from Franz Ferdinand. And this is another one of those bands that I thought they broke up. They just take so much time between records. Yeah. I just assumed they were done. This new one is called Always Ascending. We also have something new from a supergroup. This time it features Tool's Danny Carey, the drummer, Mastodon's Brent Hines, one of the guitarists, and Dimitri Howard from Off. The group is called, I don't get the name of the band, but they're called Legend of the Seagull Men, and the record is self-titled. We also have the always reliable Fu Manchu celebrating something like 25 years this year, I think, or maybe more. It might be their 30th anniversary already. This new one's called Clone of the Universe, so if you're looking for that fuzzed out groove they're known for, this one should hit the spot.
Cool. Cool. Also, that band Gaslight Anthem, Brian Fallon, the lead singer, he also has a new album coming out today. He was also in the band The Horrible Crows. And there were a couple of other new releases, weren't there? Sun Lux?
Yeah. Oh, man. MGMT, The Wombats.
Wow.
Opposite of like the movie season, the music season after the Grammys just starts lighting up from here on out pretty much all summer. There's just every week has like five or six like worthwhile records coming out. I can't wait. I feel like every year for the last 5 or 6 years or so, I've said, man, I don't know if like music's going to get any better than this year. Like there's like 3,000 things that came out. And then the next year it's like, you forget about all the bands that didn't put out albums last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, cool, man.
We do have some music news, though, Rob.
I know. I'm a little, I think I may have to make it attend one of these shows.
Yeah, definitely. So we all know Black Sabbath called it quits. It's the end. They're never touring again. Maybe a show here or there. Now it's time for Ozzy Osbourne to put his touring career to rest. So he just announced what I think is like the best named tour. Yeah, it's called No More Tours 2. So you'll have one more chance to catch a solo Ozzy set this fall, and I'm guessing probably into next year. He'll probably start popping up on all the festival announcements, I'm sure. Not really sure who's in the band. I'm just going to guess that Zakk Wylde is still his right hand.
Probably
man,
a good guess
at least
there.
For this, he should be. Yeah. So got to get out. I know Ozzy's voice has been hit or miss over the last
20 years.
Yeah. But he always surrounds himself with like some of the best backing bands. So you have to go see him one more time. He's the Oz Man.
He's the Oz Man. And then he's going to go and hang out with like Paul Simon and Neil Diamond in rock and roll retirement.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
He's earned it.
All right, well, sounds like a good time to retire for the morning feed for today. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. This has been a new Movies and Music Edition, as we always do on Thursday. Thanks a lot, Chris Mezick, as always, for chiming in on these days. I love talking new movies and music. And you chiming in from the LA Bureau, I know you had to get up early.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Anytime we get to talk about 50 Shades, I'm there.
Man. I know you'd be way up for this one. All right. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Chris Mezick.